Speaking of fall color, have y'all seen the colors in some of these photos that have been submitted?
I have not.
I have to apologize, Romy. I haven't logged on to see. The last I looked was about, maybe 10 days ago.
Well, I haven't.
There were a few nice ones.
I was going to put them online so people could see them.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, you know what? If we posted these, it's going to keep a lot of people from sending their entries
because
they think, no, there's no way I got a chance.
They're that good, huh?
We've got some good pictures. So if you have an Arizona landscape, wildlife photo that you took and you'd like to enter, we're having a contest. Next year for Rosie's 30th anniversary, we're printing a home maintenance calendar. And in each month, we have a section for a picture of the Arizona wildlife or landscape photo.
To be submitted by
And instead of picking them, we thought, well, let's let the listeners pick. You know, this is really for one more tool for their home. Let's bring them in. So we've opened it the last 2 weeks. Just email us a picture at info@rosieonthehouse.com. And for the first 2 weeks in October, all the pictures will be posted online on our website, and people will be able to go and pick their 12 favorites, and the 12 with the most votes will be in our 2018 calendar.
And the 2018 calendar is to celebrate our 30th year on air, and it's going to include not only a pictorial display of Arizona, but it's also going to be handy tips on when to take care of your house and when to do what
for the month. And it's nothing or a overly, it's not going to be do a room addition or remodel the kitchen. It's just the typical things that we forget and they slip through the cracks. And I don't know that any one of the months is more than 2 or 3 hours worth of work. You just spread that out over a couple Saturdays in the morning while you're listening to Rosie on the House, and man, you'll be in great shape. And there'll be Arizona history trivia each month. There's going to be consumer coupons that are going to be available for different retail, Hickman's Eggs. There's going to be.
Are you accepting pre-orders now? When are you going to start allowing homeowners to order that? When is it going to come off the presses?
When we're done with the voting, then people can start pre-ordering
for the pictures.
And they just send us their address, and we'll ship it once they come off the printer.
Okay. Hey, and the other thing that's going on today, not only is it the second day of fall, but it's also National Museum Day, sponsored by the Smithsonian.
Now, if you didn't know about that, it's actually on our event page on our website. We try to post some, not everything that's going on, but some things that come across our path we'd like to share. And today is Museum Day Live, hosted by Smithsonian, where you can get into museum free. And I have the list open. Do you have the I think it's 2 tickets or something. Do you have it open?
Not really.
Well, if you just put in your zip code, it tells you the museums close by. In Mesa, you have Arizona Museum of Natural History. And then, I don't know how you, it's IDEA or IDEA Museum.
IDEA.
The Desert Botanical Gardens, there is a bargain for you. Pueblo Grande Museum, which we love.
Probably, I think one of the most overlooked little jewels of all the park systems in Phoenix, located right there on the southeast corner of Sky Harbor Airport, 44th Street in Washington.
Just tucked right back in there. You wouldn't even know it was there.
It's tucked right in there. It is a fabulous place to go and get a small taste and appreciation of the Hohokam that originally settled the Salt and Verde Valley area. And the number of people that were in the valley back there, 1,000, 1,200, 1,400 years ago.
When taking the kids there on field trips, it's really neat because they have a lot on the outside. It's not just a museum inside, but you can walk around and see the ball pits and the irrigation systems and things. But for a kid to stand there and try to imagine life without all the buildings, and all the roads, and just to be able to visualize life so different, and it's set right in the heart. The contrast is pretty impressionable.
There's actually a section of the original hand-dug canals that you can take a look at. And these canals ran hundreds of miles, and they were hand-dug, and they're approximately 8 to 12 feet wide and about 6 feet deep.
Hand-dug. They didn't need gyms back then.
Golly. So Pueblo Grande is one of the museums that today you can get in for free. Scottsdale Museum of Contemporary Art, ASU Art Museum, Arizona Heritage Center at Papago Park are just some of the parks. You can find all those parks at rosieonthehouse.com. Under the event tab, it's National Museum Day.
And also in the event, you'll see the Great American Seat Up during the bottom of the hour. News will actually be going over there. It's just down the street from where we're broadcasting here at our KTAR studios this morning, and we'll have the 8 o'clock hour, our outdoor living hour, live with our urban farmer, Mr. Greg Peterson, for the Great American Seat Up, and he's got a special guest lined up to join us as well. So if
that opens at 10, right?
It does. If you've heard us talking, it's planting season is coming, and if you're just so motivated to do a vegetable garden, this is the premier event for fall planting.
It's thousands of different seed varieties that you buy in bulk. I mean, what you would go some places and buy
in a little
$5 or $6 in a packet.
You get a scoop, and you just get go a scoop. Around and fill up your bags. And
some of these scoops are like 75 cents. And, you know, you get 400 or 500 seeds. So is it the Seed Up? The Great American Seed Up.
Yep.
Well, I'm
North
gonna...
Central, Century and Bethany Home. At the church there.
North Central Baptist Church.
Yep.
Can I ride along with you, Romy? I'd love to see that.
I don't know. I'll have to think about that.
Well, what will we do about the phones?
Should we leave Dad alone?
That means Rosie has to answer the phones.
sounds like I'm alone.
Skull screen. I think for that we should do it.
I think it'd be good for him.
You're tuned in to Rosie on Now. Stay tuned. We've got Dr. Sky coming up at 7:30. He's going to tell us about an event that's going to change the entire solar system headed our way. But there is a happy ending.